إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال جل وعلا: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Faith in Action Part 2, entitled The Islamic Worldview. The ayah I opened up with clearly states that the deen with Allah is al-Islam. The way of life, the code of life with Allah is al-Islam. And whoever, وَمَا يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever seeks a way of life other than Islam, it will not be accepted of him or her. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, he or she will be among the losers. Last time I talked about the difference between Islam and Iman. I shared with you the ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat. قَالَتْ الْأَعْرَابُ أَمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. The Bedouin Arabs came claiming Iman. Allah told the Prophet to tell them, no, you have no Iman. Rather, you have submitted to Allah. Not until Iman enters your hearts. So I talked about Islam, or the legal Iman, which is the verbal attestation, the qawl, whereas really Iman is a state of the heart. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman is qawl wa amal. It is a statement of a profession of faith, and it is action as well. I also shared a couple of ayat from Surah Al-Anfal that describe who a real mu'min is. Five things are mentioned in these ayat. The first three things have to do with one's attitude, and two have to do with action. The attitude of a mu'min is when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts shake, and when the Quran is recited, their faith in God, Iman, grows and intensifies, becomes strong. And the third attribute is that they put their trust solely on Allah, the Majestic. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They are constant in their prayers. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And spend for the pleasure of Allah on the cause of humanity and the cause of Islam from what Allah has provided for them. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The believers, the mu'mins, are individuals who see the world in a particular lens. The world is flooded with ideologies and worldviews that make one puzzled and confused. Atheism is on the rise due to lack of spiritual support and confidence in science alone. Pagan Arabs at one time were too confused. God sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach them and the rest of the world about themselves and the universe. The first 13 years of his mission were directed toward the teaching of Iman, or the Islamic worldview. Belief in Allah, belief in the hereafter, and in the institution of prophethood. Iman billah, iman bil akhirah, and iman bil risalah. Islam is not only a set of rituals, belief in a deity, and social customs. Islam is a complete socio-political-economic system. Islam is a code of life. Islam is a divinely inspired system or social order that is a complete way of life, a complete code of life for the benefit of humankind. Unlike communism, socialism, capitalism, and secularism, which are man-made social orders, Islam is a comprehensive social order based on divine guidance. It is a social order based on an ideology and a worldview. But Islam's social order will not succeed unless one understands the Islamic thought and worldview. In order to truly understand the Islamic thought and worldview and appreciate the philosophy of Islam, we need to look at the big picture. Unless one is aware of and familiar with other worldviews, one will not appreciate the Islamic worldview. The naturalism worldview of atheists, agnostics, and existentialists believe that the material universe is one-dimensional and is all that exists. There is no such thing as spirit or soul. Everything can be explained on the basis of natural law. They view man as an absolutely material and as the chance product of biological evolution. They believe that human species will one day cease to exist. To them, truth discerned from scientific proof only. Only what is verified by the five senses is real and true. They believe morals are individual preferences or socially useful behavior. In other words, no objective values and morals exist. On the other hand, consider the pantheism worldview. Hindus, Buddhists, Taoists, and New Ageists, among others, subscribe to this worldview. Their beliefs are diametrically opposite to atheism. They believe that only spiritual dimensions exist and everything else is an illusion. The Brahman, or God, is eternal, impersonal, and unknowable. In other words, they believe everything that exists is part of God, or that God is in everything and everyone. They believe man is spiritual, eternal, and impersonal. To believe that you are an individual is an illusion. They see truth as the experience of unity with the oneness of the universe. Truth is beyond all rational description. They believe that there is no distinction between good and evil. Instead, unenlightened behavior is that which fails to understand essential unity. The Islamic worldview, on the other hand, teaches the existence of a personal God who created a finite material world, and that reality is both material and spiritual. The universe, as we see it, has a beginning and an end. Humans are a special creation of Allah Almighty. They are personal, eternal, spiritual, and biological. The Islamic creed teaches that the truth about God is known only through revelation. Metaphysical truths are also known through revelations, while the truth about the material world is gained through both revelation and the five senses in conjunction with rational thought. Moral values are the objective expression of an absolute moral being. It is through delving into the Quran and prophetic hadith that we may understand the true reality of our existence and the universe around us. Learning and genuinely believing in such knowledge will help us shed all false worldviews. It will help us live this temporary life in a peaceful and harmonious way with other fellow human beings and the environment. The worldview is articulated in Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam when he appeared as a man while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in the company of some companions, and Angel Jibreel asked him three basic fundamental questions among other questions. أخبرني عن الإسلام, أخبرني عن الإيمان, أخبرني عن الإحسان. So these were the three fundamental questions that the companions needed to know answers to in order to understand the Islamic worldview. And when he was asked, أخبرني عن الإيمان, so tell me, O Prophet, what is faith? The Prophet replied, بأن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. He says, it is to believe, to have faith in Allah, His angels, His books and scriptures, His prophets and messengers, and to believe in resurrection and the hereafter. This is, in a nutshell, our worldview. All creation is created by one Creator, Allah Almighty, the one eternal and absolute God. He is not limited to material, space, or time. He is from ever and He is forever. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ. He is one and alone. All good attributes belong to Him. He is the Creator, the Protector, the Sustainer, the Merciful, the All-Seeing, the All-Hearing, the All-Knowing. He is the three Omnis that are quite known to many people. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent and He is omniscient. He is the All-Powerful. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is omniscient. He knows everything. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And He is omnipresent. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He's with you wherever you are. He knows everything. He is the Master of the universe. And He is As-Salam, the peace. He is the source of peace. He is beyond our imagination and comprehension. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala employs angels with two, three, or four pairs of wings, a special creation of His, to administer His kingdom. They carry out His orders exactly and accurately. They are constantly engaged in the worship of God and have no inclination to sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent righteous humans called prophets and messengers as the best models for humanity. They are God's representatives on earth. They are Khulafa'ullah. Adam was the first Khalifa. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Adam alayhi salam. And the last Khalifa of Allah was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Based on some hadiths, some scholars believe that God has sent 124,000 prophets and 315 messengers to the people. Allah, since the dawn of humanity, sent prophets and messengers to guide their communities to the worship of the one God, Allah Almighty. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last prophet and messenger of Allah. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad is not the father of any of you men. Rather, he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the khalifa who was acting, the last khalifa who was acting on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was, so to say, God's vicegerent on earth. He was sent to deliver his message of unity of God. He was sent to deliver his final message of unity of God, Tawheed, to all mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Prior to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, God was sending prophets and messengers to their respective peoples and communities. With the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah, he was sent to the entire humankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We have not sent you, O Prophet, but to all humanity, to all people, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, as giver of good news, and also to warn those who turn away from your message, to warn them of the consequence of the hellfire. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spread Islam as the true social order and salvation of humanity. Allah sent scriptures, commandments, and laws to mankind through His messengers. We know of the Torah, of the Injil, and finally the Quran that contains commandments and laws. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet and recipient of the last scripture, the Quran, al-Quran al-Hakim, the wise Quran. The Quran is the divine constitution for mankind. It addresses man and contains detailed guidance of the worship of the one God, Allah Azza wa Jal, and exhortations regarding right and wrong, truth and falsehood, haqq and batil, good and evil. It provides moral guidance, social behavior, historical narrative outlining general moral lessons, a comprehensive religious philosophy, and promises of paradise. Emphasis is made on resurrection after death and the day of judgment. The entire record of every person, all their good deeds and their wrongdoings will be presented before God for final judgment. The one who excels in goodness will be rewarded, and the one whose evils and wrongs outweigh his or her good deeds will be punished. Those who come out successful in this judgment will go to heaven and paradise, and the doors and the gates of eternal bliss will be opened to them forever. But those who are condemned and deserve punishment will be sent to hell. This is how we see the world through Iman. Iman is our worldview, and Islam is the manifestation of this worldview and ideology. Islam, as a complete socio-political economic system, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen with Allah, the way of life, the social order, the code of life with Allah is al-Islam. This is the ideology. This is the worldview that should be followed. In 2010, a speech at the University of Texas, George W. Bush said, "I believe this country is engaged in an ideological struggle of a kind we have never seen before." Yes. Yes, war with Islam, indeed, because they know, they understand the worldview and how dangerous that worldview is to their own worldview. So it is the 21st century ideological struggle, but we all know that Islam will triumph in the end. And what are we to do in this process? Just sit and do nothing? No. We have to go back to how the Prophet ﷺ started in Mecca, and that is reviving Iman, transforming individuals into becoming not Muslims, but rather mu'mins, because it is through Iman we will triumph over all false ideologies and worldviews. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in Iman and Taqwa. اللهم آمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Many Muslims are influenced by these other worldviews, particularly the present liberal democracy and so-called capitalism and secularism. There's only one true worldview. Allah warned in the Quran, and this is not about non-Muslims. This ayah is concerning Muslims who profess La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Whoever seeks a way of, not a religion. You need to understand what deen means. Deen means religion, but at the same time it's not just a mere religion. It is a complete socio-political economic order. It's a complete system. So anyone, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي, if you seek a worldview, a way of life other than Islam, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Don't you ever think that Allah will accept it from you on the Day of Judgment. No. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He or she will be among the losers, will be doomed on the Day of Judgment. We believe in God. We believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We believe in the Quran. We believe in the last and final constitution that God sent to the entire humanity. We have to establish it. We have to establish it on our own selves first. And then in our communities. And that will expand until it is established over the whole entire world. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, and this is the good news, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. It is He who had sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah, sent to all mankind. He sent him with what? بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. He sent two things with him. The final guidance, بِالْهُدَى, الْهُدَى. Guidance was coming to the people from the time of Adam. As guidance, what was in the Torah? هُدًى وَنُورٍ. What was in the Injil? هُدًى وَنُورٍ. Guidance and light, guidance and light. The guidance has culminated and reached its climax in finally, الْهُدَى, الْهُدَى. بِالْهُدَى, the guidance, the final guidance, the Qur'an. بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, the true deen, the true way of life, the true social order, the true worldview. What for? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. To make this deen manifest and dominant over all ways of lives, to make it prevail over all religions is erroneous. It is not over all religions. The word here is used in the singular, ala deeni kulli. There can be only one deen. Either deenu al-malik, as we have in the Quran, deenu al-malik. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. Surah Yusuf. He was not going to take his brother as a prisoner according to the law of the Malik. And then you have Deenullah. Deenullah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. So you have two deens, two ways of life. The way of life of mankind and the way of life of our Creator. There can be no other ways of life. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assuring لِيَظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ, to make it prevail and prevalent over man-made systems. One deen. And that is the man-made social orders. All of them, no matter what they are, they all belong into one deen. Deen al-Malik or Deen al-Jumhur nowadays. Nowadays, it's we the people, Deen al-Jumhur. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is determined that this deen, this way of life, will manifest, will prevail, will be established whether we like it or not. But the thing is, do we want to take part in this process, or are we happy with only praying and fasting and doing, you know, just the minimum? Well, that's Islam. Allah wants to see mu'mins. You know, Anas ibn Malik, rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, he said a very important hadith or saying, athar. What he said? He said, لَنْ يَصْلُحَ آخِرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا. He says, the affairs of the ummah in the latter part of the age of this ummah cannot be reformed unless on the pattern that it was formerly reformed during the time of the Prophet. And how was the ummah reformed during the time of the Prophet ﷺ? It was reformed on iman. It was reformed on iman. Iman billah, iman bil akhirah, iman bi ar-risalah. Not unless and until we take this step and change ourselves into becoming mu'mins, we will not see any change in our condition in the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most certainly help those who help themselves, pull themselves and achieve righteousness and piety, increase themselves in iman. A lot of educated non-Muslims are becoming Muslims. Is this due to our efforts of da'wah? La wallah. No. Allah is selecting to Himself individuals for His cause. And Allah made it very clear. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْا. If you turn your back on the Qur'an, what will happen? يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. He will replace you by other people. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. They will not be like you. غُثَى كَغُثَى السَّيْلِ. Scum like the foam that floats on the surface of the water, according to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. I shared this hadith last time. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. We are in that process right now. We are in the process of istikhdam wa istibdal. What does that mean? Allah is using from among the 2 billion Muslims, the true believers, the mu'mins, while at the same time replacing Muslims with individuals who are genuine, believe in God truly, and want to take up the mantle that was left to us by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and move forward with it. So لَنْ يَصْلُحَ آخِرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا. The latter part of this ummah cannot be reformed and transformed unless on the pattern the former ummah, the first, the beginning, was reformed, and that is iman. So to summarize, iman is firm belief that entails acceptance and compliance. It is speech by the tongue, إقرار باللسان, verbal attestation, belief within the heart, and actions by the body parts. It increases by obedience and decreases by disobedience. Iman or faith is absolute belief in everything that Allah and His Messenger said. This belief entails actions of one's heart followed by the actions of body parts. And in simple terms, Iman is the statement of the tongue, conviction in the heart, and physical actions of the body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us become real mu'mins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of His ibad who will truly follow in the footsteps of His last and final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ومن عبادك المخلصين ومن عبادك المؤمنين ومن عبادك الشاكرين وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم على خير خلقك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين